This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. That is, if you think that at least 90% of the information on television news is wrong or biased, and if you want to know what the truth is, that's what we're all about, to try and bring you the reality as close as we can find it to what we call the truth. Now, is that possible in this day and age? I don't know. But we certainly search for that information for you.
So glad that you are joining us today, that you haven't.
Wow. There's a voice from the past, but still in our hearts. I didn't know how it'd feel when I played that. I got a little emotional there. This is going to be a difficult day for me in several ways. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 6:25. 2018, so good to be with you. It's a very special day. This is the anniversary of Joyce's passing, and we'll talk about this as the show goes on, but it's a lot of it's going to be your day. We're going to have news, we'll have current events for about 30 minutes, and then we'll have your calls, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We also have a lot of people like Doug Rocky is going to call in and say a few words in that, and I don't know if memorial is the right word. We had her memorial when she died. This is more of a celebration and just a reminder. And the giant that she was in all of our lives, my life is a huge part of my life, is meeting George Riley. And I think for the listeners, especially the ones who've been around for a long, long time, you get that voice. It becomes a friend. It becomes a beacon. It becomes all those things. Joyce passed way too soon. I can't tell you how many times I wish she was still here. And it happened very quickly because, she was so sick so long, and then she'd recover and sick and recover, sick, recover. And I wish she was here. I so wish she was here, as I'm sure most of you do. And, today's show is going to be a celebration of her life, celebration of some of the people that knew her best. And how they affected her. Your calls, get in line, 866-582-9933. Daniel, go ahead and open the lines there. And I want to thank Daniel is the board op today at GCN. I want to thank him in advance because he's got a lot of, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to juggle everything we got going on with clips and this and that. So thank you to Daniel. Please call, be patient. We'll try to get people's in, try to get your comments and your thoughts. It's so good to be with you. So good to be on the Power Hour, the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. This is it. You are in the right place, and as Joyce said, it is all about the truth, at least as close as we can approximate. We'll do the news for a half hour, and then we'll take your call, so go ahead and get in line. Judge Napolitano, one of Joyce's favorites. Trump's call for deportations without hearings goes against the Constitution. You know, all things being equal, we got to go back to the Constitution. That's our basis, and we have to go by it. Trump has tweeted all these judges, everything, it's delaying this whole process. Let's just deport the people. And he also said, let's stop them at the border, not let them in. He said two different things. Once they're here, then the Fifth Amendment says that they have the right for due process. Give me that. Let me get a copy of the Bill of Rights, just so you know. The Fifth Amendment says, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of naval forces, what have you. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. So when these people get on American soil, then the courts have already ruled, and I agree with this, that they need some sort of due process. I agree. Right now, supposedly, I've heard on Fox News, they said this in the interview with Judge Napolitano, they have about a 700,000 backlog. Yes, I did not stutter. 700,000. So where do you think this is going? They're flooding the system, overloading it, trying to use law, trying to use the Constitution to destroy the Constitution. That these people must be protected. Trump's idea of stopping them on the border and not letting them in at all, that's a winner. That's the only solution. I mean, I've looked at this, as far as I can tell, with the research I've done. I've done a good bit here. Not extensive, but a good bit. I would say that's probably the only way to handle this situation at all. Trump's executive order, of course, he said, okay, you want families to stay together when they're captured at the border? Okay, we'll keep them together. Obama didn't do anything. Bush signed this law. They got Laura Bush out here complaining about it. George Bush was the one who signed it to do it that way. It's just ridiculous. You can see you want to see an orchestrated hit, a black op in terms of media. You want to see it? Look at the way this whole immigration thing has been handled. No question whatsoever. It get our attention off the IG report, get people fomented, get a lot of aggression. Maxine Waters comes out on Q. Rob Reiner, the left, the Hollywood, everything on Q, on Q, on Q, on Q. They're all in. They're all just waiting for their little signals to go on the stage. They're actors already, so it's just perfect for them. At a Politico Bossert, Donald Trump's former Homeland Security advisor said that the president's executive order halting family separations would not survive 3 weeks before it was overruled by the court. What they're saying is, you can't hold these children more than 20 days. There's a 700,000 backlog. See how they just orchestrate all this to just overload the system? There is no solution, ladies and gentlemen. The only solution is to stop them on the border. Judge Napolitano said, well, if you can get Mexico to allow us to put border, to push into Mexico a little bit and stop them there, I wouldn't be asking. Mexico has an outright socialist leader that's about to come to power who's openly said, yeah, go to America, flood America, take the money, send it back, and we'll still let you vote in Mexico. I wouldn't be asking. I would say, oh, by the way, we're coming 100 feet into the Mexican border because you are creating a national security crisis by not keeping your people in your border. And that's what we're going to do. If you don't like it, we'll fight. You want to fight, we'll fight. This is like the Internet. You know, we fight about a lot of nonsense things in this world. And a lot, we got our armies all over the world. Two things I would want to fight about right now, that right there. We're going to take 100 feet of your land, and we're going to stop these people, period, period, period. And two, by the way, Brussels or whoever has the Internet control, you're going to give us back the Internet too sweet, or we'll just blow up your whole thing. I don't care. Those are the two things, serious national concerns, that need the threat of war, I think. But he's saying it won't survive 3 weeks. We shall see. You see how they're doing this? Well, Trump's just fine. We'll just put them together. Out of the 12,000 children they have in custody right now, supposedly 10,000 of them don't even have parents with them. You see, and these people are crying. Time magazine has a picture of somebody who wasn't even separated from the parents. Then they have videos of immigrants, illegal immigrants coming in speaking English, you know, crying for mommy, not Spanish or whatever language that they came from, or Portuguese or what have you. It's a psyop. It's just like the babies in the incubator in Syria. It's like the gassing in Syria. This is a hit piece. It's like the Gulf of Tonkin. A linchpin for the globalist plan is to destroy borders and to usurp the unity and the strength, the unified strength of America, what American heritage is. And this is how they do it. All, not just America, Europe. You can see in Europe. You know, Italy, they just sent the... a ship with 1,000 immigrants, 3 ships, 1,000 immigrants. They said, no, 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 no more. Get out of here. Do not pass go. You are not getting in our country. It's changing. This is destructive. It's immoral. You know, yes, you're right, Maxine Waters or whoever's screaming about it. Yes, it is immoral. That you're taking from Americans, you're taking from the children of this country, and you're giving it to foreigners who come in illegally. There's a difference between immigrants and illegal immigrants. Those are two different classes and types of people here. And the illegal immigrants are destroying this country. I don't care how many tomatoes they pick or cotton or whatever. My father picked more cotton in his life than you can imagine. And he's not Mexican. So I don't want to hear it. The Ben Rhodes, huge story. Ben Rhodes, who's a former Let me just read the article. Ben Rhodes admits Obama armed jihadists in Syria in bombshell interview. We've been saying for how long? We've been saying that America armed the people that going against Syria in Syria, the ISIS. Someone finally asked Obama administration officials to own up to the rise of ISIS in a wide-ranging interview titled Confronting the Consequences of Obama's Foreign Policy. The Intercept's Mehdi Hassan put the question to Ben Rhodes, who served as longtime Deputy National Secretary, Security Advisor, at the White House under Obama. And he's off promoting a book, The World as It Is, inside the Obama White House. The interviewer put him right on the spot. And he went back and forth and hemmed and hawed. And finally he admitted, yes, we armed ISIS. This is a bombshell interview. Yeah, so if anybody says, well, we're the one who armed ISIS, you can say, there you go. Ben Rhodes just confirmed the National Security Advisor, Deputy National Security Advisor, under Obama, admitted, yes, they armed ISIS. Pentagon confirms plan to house immigrants on two military bases. Nothing can go wrong there, right? The owner of the Red Hen, and this may go during the break. This is a very, very important story. You know, press secretary Sarah Sanders, who got kicked out of the restaurant there in Virginia, the Red Hen, and they asked the owner, Wilkerson, why she did it. Here is what she said. I'm not a huge fan of confrontation. I have a business and I want the business to thrive. This feels like the moment in our democracy when people have to make uncomfortable actions and decisions to uphold their morals. Then she goes on. I would have done the same thing again. We just felt there are moments in time when people need to live their convictions. This appeared to be one. What have I been telling you over and over? In a time of deceit, in a time of compromise, convictions are king. And if you think we can just go along in our life, freedom is not a spectator sport anymore. You remember the silent majority? You better stop being silent. I've implored you. I've given you tools. I have given this show has given you things to pass out. You cannot sit idly by. There's a group of these socialists. You can call them whatever you want. I don't even like the word left, right. They're socialists. That's what they are. Social justice. Remember what the definition of social justice is? They're socialists. They're convicted, ladies and gentlemen. And conviction is king. That should scare you. They're convicted. Are you convicted? Now, the universe is going to resonate to liberty. Do you understand how in the Revolutionary War, how our founding fathers, Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, all this, they were extreme agitators. And they were so convicted that they were in people's faces. And they were kicking, you know, Sarah Sanders out of Red Hen and what have you. And now we just sit back and just do-do-do-do-do-do-do. If we let that keep pushing, if we let momentum be built, if we let their convictions give rise, if they let them feel like they have strength in that, it'll hit that 10% and we are in trouble. Trouble. We have to stop it. The universe will rise to us. We're undefeatable if we do. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. Please get your calls in. We're honoring Joyce today. God bless you.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals. Are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It is so good at the Power Hour today. Aren't you glad you tuned in here? You to look at your life in the very same fashion. Everything you have ever done has brought you here to today. If you've acted appropriately, it's brought you to a good conclusion, perhaps. If you've acted inappropriately, it may be brought to you to a bad conclusion. But there's a point at which we have to get honest with our lives and say, am I going to tell the truth or am I going to hide in the shadows? There are too many people hiding in the shadows.
I feel good. That's she loved that song. We'll play that next the next break. Hiding in shadows. Joyce had a way of cutting right to the chase, penetrating the darkness and doing it in a nice way where you felt good about it. I don't have that skill. I'm much more a bull in the china shop. I met her, the first time I met her was talking about Numana. And, Jason hooked me up with a call and says, you know, she's pretty tough. Just be ready, you know, what have you. And I found her to be sharp. I found her to be on point. I found her to be probing. I promised to send her some food, and she'd see, and she'd get back to me, and she did. And that was the beginning of something for me. I never would expect. How in the world did I get here? I have no idea, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of those things, and I owe it all to Joyce. And her pursuit of truth, and her concern for you, and her professionalism, and all those things are things she tried in a very short time to pass down to me. I honor her for those things, and much more than that, but those things today. And I hope we can honor her on this show, and I hope we do her justice, and her name justice, and the Power Hour justice, and everything that's happened, and what have you. It's really not fair to her name and to her legacy. And But we honor her today, and it's very good to be with you. Very good. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Where would you be without George Riley? Where would you be? Where would I be? Jeez. Holy cow. Get back to the news, and then we have calls waiting. Dave in New York, you're going to be first up on the other side. And I think we're going to get Doug Rocky also. So stay tuned. If you want to call, go ahead. I'd love to hear from you. There's a lot of stories from Maxine Waters. James Woods, the actor, is now, he openly said, arm yourself and vote because your life is about to depend on it. There's a big wave of violence. The town hall, liberals. I hate that word liberal. So they're socialists. I mean, let's just say what it is. Liberals' hatred will inevitably turn into violence. They're not getting their way. Their plans for decades in America has been sliding down a slope towards a socialist hellhole. You've been to Greece? Go to Greece with all the boarded businesses and what have you, and the people depressed, and ingenuity and innovation just completely cut off. That's what socialism is. Real socialism. And Donald Trump represents a time where at least that's turning, at least in part, that is turning. There's no, we're not going to judge everything about it, but that part is turning. And America first and doing things that are good for America. How do you think this is going to go? Maxine Waters openly calling for people to confront. Where is our confrontation? I've been saying these people are traitors. You know, if I saw Maxine Waters in my restaurant, I wouldn't let her behind even touch one of my chairs. I'd get her at the door. I'd be like Trump in the immigration. I'd be stopping her at the border patrol, the door patrol. These people are enemies. They're an enemy to America and what it is. Remember, social justice is justice. This is how Google defines it. Justice in terms of distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges in a society. What in the world does that mean? This is not. That's what Google defines it as. And then they use the sentence. They said individuality must give way to social justice. You see, the Declaration of Independence, individuality, America, individuality is America. That's the only thing we are. That's the greatness of us, and that our rights are endowed to us by something so much bigger, and that we're created equal in that endowment. Doesn't mean we get everything the same. That means you have the same opportunity. And I don't want to hear, look, I don't want to hear about slaves, about this, about that. In 80 years, we got rid of slavery in America and started a big social, and the Britons are the one who brought all the slaves over here. But you, black, white, purple, green, yellow, whatever, are created and endowed in the image of God and created equally that way. With your mind, your speech, your imagination, you can change your world. And your rights don't have to be usurped for everybody else's rights to be exercised. And that's why socialism is evil. 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 And every preacher and every church who claims they know anything about God, they know anything about the Bible, about this country, they should be on their pulpit saying that. It is time. They shouldn't be writing letters about how, the poor immigrants need their parents together at the border. Where's their letter about abortions to Iowa, to support Iowa? When the Mormon Church and the Catholic Church write a letter in support of Iowa, then I'll listen to them lecture me about immigration. Stay tuned. Your calls on the other side. I think we're going to get Doug Rocky and a host of other people.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. Well, one of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws. We have to make them sensible.
Critics of the president are saying reuniting immigrant families with their children is taking too long. More than 1,800 children remain separated from their parents. In some cases, they are thousands of miles apart. Senator Bill Nelson says he's looking forward to welcoming Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to a Senate hearing to discuss the immigration issue.
Sooner or later, this is going to come out. Because folks like you all are going to keep asking the questions, and so are people like me. And eventually we're going to find out why these children were forcibly taken away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I feel good. We can feel good regardless of what's going on around the world.
There you go. Yeah, I feel good. Joyce made us feel good for an awful long time. As far as the Power Mall, you know, she started with just a small operation with Miracle 2 Soap, with documents in hand, trying desperately to tell anybody who would listen about the treatments of the veterans, and the Miracle 2 Soap was what funded it. And so in honor of Miracle 2 Soap at the Power Mall, is 20% off the gallon and the 22-ounce. That's what started the Power Hour. That's what funded it. That's what kept it going. So there you go. In honor of that, till Wednesday, So 3 days from now. So for 3 days, we're going to do a special. Then on Wednesday, we'll do another special for the rest of the week of one of the first products from Joyce that she loved. So Miracle Tooth Soap on sale. And thepowermall.com, you know the number, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And now we're going to get to your calls and some guests. I think we have Dave in New York online. Dave in New York, you're live, my friend. What's going on?
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Dave.
You know, I may as well say one of my bad jokes before we start, but is it
please do.
Is it true that Joyce kicked you in the shins to get your attention, or is that just a rumor?
No, that's a fact.
Oh, I must be psychic. You mentioned churches and, you know, to me, you know, the feel-good prosperity stuff and all that. You know, as silly as this may sound, I tried to tithe to the Power Hour. And, you know, Joyce, you know, people put their money where their mouth was. Well, she put her soul where her mouth was, and so do you, and so do Steve Quayle, and on and on. You know, and the Lord will raise people up. And you talk about a tithe, 10%, and when he took the people to the river, you know, the army or whatever, and the ones that lapped the water up like dogs with their heads down, he didn't need them. But the ones that were alert and paying attention cut their hands and drank the water out of their hands while they were still looking around to make sure that, you know, there was no enemy around. You guys are our champion. And if there are people out there that, you know, obviously can't do as much as you guys do, you've been called upon to do so, you know, I would, and I don't care what any church thinks of me, because you should be the ones getting, you know, people trying to tithe or do something, because who's their champion? It's you. They don't have the ability themselves necessarily to do the things that you do at great cost, because, you know, things don't go easy. When Satan sees your soul coming out of your mouth, he's trying to claw at it and rip it away from you. Then you're not giving it up. And I know that, you know, I don't think Joyce would mind me saying all that stuff, but I told her one time she was a better man than I was, and I wasn't kidding. And that's another thing that really bothers me. I mean, there are plenty of men, but there seems like there's a greater percentage of women, you know, are our superheroes, and they shouldn't have to be standing for any of this. We're the men, right? But she did, and she did it in a fantastic manner. And what can I say? Other than I guess you better get Doug Rocky on.
Well, Doug's going to come on a little later. He wasn't available right now. No, Dave, we have you. It's good. It's so good to reconnect to you. Being out this time and not being able to talk to the audience, that's one of the big downers about being forced to change times. But what does, if you were going to encapsulate Joyce and what she meant to you in a couple sentences, what did Joyce Riley mean to you?
I obviously someone that isn't going to be you know, fed baloney and just walk away. They're going to stand and fight and stick on what they believe out of principle of right and wrong and, you know, belief in Jesus Christ.
She, you know, I've said several times, I think Donald Trump's biggest accomplishment is how he turned the microscope on the corporate media, and America woke up to that. I think for Joyce, her legacy, I mean, obviously the veterans, her just relentless. I mean, she's like a bulldog, to get to the truth and to, force us to look. You know, she forced us to look through this magnifying glass and say, look, I know you don't want to hear this, but here, I'm going to shake you. Look at this. And, that's what she did for me in so many ways. And it's so difficult to follow her, if that's the word, or to how everything went down, and to be here in this position, and I have no idea how I got here sometimes, but if audience, if I could do anything to honor Joyce, I hope it's to continue that spirit for you, so that you can get some of that out of this show, and keep that going in your mind, and the truth, and who you are, and your individuality before God, and that God is with you, that all the universe is with you, and that we at the Power Hour are with you, and that you have a whole nation of people here who are with you. And Dave, you're certainly one of those. And I'm sad we haven't talked enough, and I really appreciate you calling today, Dave.
Hey, thanks.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just, you know, and it was kind of, I wasn't expecting her voice to come on during the break, and I was like, oh, jeepers. I almost lost.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that was, it was really weird. I didn't know how I'd react.
This is all good stuff. I mean, obviously, you've been chosen, and you're standing strong, hopefully, and I don't know what more you can do other than what, you know, God is inspiring you to do. And don't worry about anything else. I mean, you know, I doubt you have any naysayers, but you really shouldn't care what other people think. You have to, you know, go. We don't have direct access to God. And yeah, we can pray to Jesus, but the Holy Spirit is willing and there to work through us when we're inspired. And it's our job to get it out. And that's part of what you're doing. And I hear you get, you know, very enthusiastic and, you know what I mean? You know, you could be a fire-breathing preacher if that was your thing, but that's not your thing. You know what I mean? It's like,
no, it's not.
But, you know, so that's a gift right there that the Holy Spirit can come through you and come out of you. And you know what I mean? And that's as good as it gets.
Oh, thank you, my friend. God bless you, and God bless everybody listening. And Joyce, that was very kind. I'm sure Joyce, if she was here, she would be smiling. She would be smiling. Thank you, Dave. God bless you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Daniel, let's get. I think we got James McCanny waiting. Let's get James. James
Daniel,
McCanny, the one and only. James McCanny, the one and only. So good to be with you. Thank you for coming on short notice on this special broadcast today.
Well, yeah, thanks for inviting me. I just saw the email earlier today, and I thought, absolutely, I want to call in and talk about Joyce. But two things come to mind, or actually three things. They say that in heaven, musicians have a special place, so there's going to be a lot of music. You know, and there's songs about that, the night shift, etc. But I wonder if there's a place in heaven for talk show hosts. So, you know, but I'm sure Joyce would be up there in one of the front seats. We lost a couple tremendous talk show hosts this past year, Art Bell, Joyce Riley, and these are people who, over a long period of time and continual work, built everything that, you know, with a lot of time. And that's something that, number one, Joyce was what I think is an ideal role model for women. I sometimes get tired of women who are expecting privilege or other things. Joyce was just always both feet on the ground, working hard, looking for the truth, putting out their information, and that is really a super role model, I think, for women. You know, and she didn't expect accolades. I don't ever remember Joyce throwing up something and say, look at me, look how, you know, great I am, or she never did, and I don't think that people realize how little she worked for and the amount of time. People don't realize when you're a talk show host how much time it takes to prepare and get everything ready, and how little you get paid for that. So it's a dedication. It's not a 8-to-5 job, and the pay is not very good, and the hours are long. But the end result is, look at all the people who were influenced, and you know, didn't quite. I had people all the time saying, you know, they say to me, for example, I knew something was wrong. I didn't know what. And then they get a hold of, like, on Joyce's show, and then they start putting it together. And that's what's important.
Hey, hold that thought, James. We got a break, and then we'll have you come back on the other side. Just hang right there if you could, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, the Power Hour, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Your calls, what would you like to say to honor Joyce? This is a celebration. It's not a memorial. It's a celebration.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and standing when it calls for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not stand, we will all fall together. That's all there is to it. We will all fall together. I mean, whether it's doing a radio show, whether it's doing videos, whether it's making a documentary, whether it is preaching, whatever you are doing that is telling the truth, if you don't do it, we all fall.
You know, or passing out the one sheets or what have you, any of those things. One of the most admirable things about Joyce is her courage. And she put herself in harm's way. And I'm speaking from my perspective. You don't understand when you're at home or you're listening to the show, you don't understand what it means to be in front of the radio and be speaking to an audience until you're in front of the radio speaking into a sizable audience like this. And the pressure, the attention, good and bad, the bad attention, the, you know, Joyce went up against the Defense Department. I mean, she was out there screaming for the veterans and just begging for the, you know, anybody to listen here. They're experimenting on us. Please, you know, what is this? They need help. And how many veterans she helped? I mean, hero. My God, what a hero she was and is for so many people. And her courage to put herself in harm's way is just, there's not many people on the radio, period. Period. Men, woman, transgender, whatever, anybody who had the courage that Joyce did. And it's just what a sobering, humbling honor. I almost feel, you know, it's inadequate in so many ways to be here. But Joyce, God bless you. Let's get back to James for a second. James McKinney. What do you think Joyce would say now, a year later after her death, with everything that's going on? What do you think her reaction to the world would be?
I think it would be twofold. One is that my estimate is that about 90%+ of people are on the same page.
Did we lose James? I think we lost James. Oh my gosh. Oh, so we'll get James back. Try to get him back. Okay, well, let's go to Mary Ellen Moore and see what you can do to get James back. We'll get James. Let's go to Mary Ellen Moore. Of course, worked with Free Mind Films. Does work. Guest hosts a lot. Does a fantastic job on the show, The Power Hour, and being here. And you guys know her, Mary Ellen Moore. And she also knew Joyce. Mary Ellen, welcome to The Power Hour.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much, Daniel, for having me on. What an incredible day. I hadn't even remembered that it's been a whole year since Joyce passed away. And what a great idea to have a tribute like this to her.
Well, thank you. We want not a memorial, but I think a celebration. That's what she'd like. And no, she doesn't. She didn't. If you gave her a compliment, she would almost, it almost embarrassed her. No matter what it was, it doesn't matter what it was, it embarrassed her. I think it's appropriate. It's more than appropriate. What a giant in this industry, and for so many people, what she did. You knew Joyce and had a chance to work with her on films, and so I want to get you on, kind of talk about that experience.
Yes, you know, it was really interesting. I didn't even make the connection. My mother insisted that I go to a Tex-Mars conference in Austin back in 2010, and Joyce was one of the speakers. And I had already seen Beyond Treason, by the way. If you've never seen that film, it's a must-see. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is her. This is the woman. And I was so impressed, and I chatted with her for a minute. She gave me her card, and I'm kind of late to the party because I'd only been listening since 2010. But when I joined Free Mind Films in 2013 as a partner and we started work on Shadow Ring, I knew we had to have Joyce in our film. I said to the guys, my partners, I said, we've got to get Joyce Riley. And, of course, they wholeheartedly agreed. So I got to spend 2 days with her up at, I call it, Riley Ranch and Sanctuary over there in Versailles.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I was so amazed at how she found time to do this show and dedicate so many hours to research and grow, have an organic garden, and she took care of so many animals. I mean, we all know what an incredible heart Joyce had. And I think having the heart that she had is the thing that led her to have the courage that everybody's talking about. She had amazing courage. She has courage that I don't have, and I've learned a lot from her because she wasn't afraid to tackle subjects that other talk show hosts or especially the mainstream news won't tackle. So the thing I love the best about her was she had a never-ending hunger for truth. And that's why I wanted her in the film. And of course, she had that great line in Shadow Ring that we even used in the trailer where she said, could we have been lied to about everything? And yes, thank you, Joyce. You know, and so, I mean, I remember, you know, I complimented her because one of the things that I was really had admiration for her about, and I know she took flack, was when she had Anna Balser on and other people who were talking about the truth of what was going on in the Middle East and with the Palestinians, because we only kind of hear one side of that. So I really appreciated her courage in talking about subjects that weren't necessarily geared toward her core audience. So, you know, a lot of us got woken up to a lot of different subjects because of the things that she talked about. So I just, you know, I can't say enough about this woman, and I wish we could have had her for a little longer. And, you know, I often wonder if our loved ones can look down from heaven, and if she's looking down and saying, oh boy, to what's going on in the world, and, you know, how wonderful, what a wonderful job you've done carrying on her legacy with the Power Hour. But I often wonder too, Daniel, if heaven, I don't know if it would be heaven if all they did was look down on this earth and us. So that's kind of my thoughts on
Hopefully
that.
They have better things to do.
That's kind
what,
of
what do you
I
think? Yeah. We got a little bit before the break, just a couple minutes or so. What do you think she would say? What would pique her about what's going on today, a year after her death?
Well, I can imagine, first of all, I think she would have been thrilled, number one, that we prevented the Hildebeest or the Miss Clinton from becoming the president of the United States. She would have been thrilled about that. I can see her loving a lot of things Donald Trump has done, but I also, knowing Joyce, she would have also questioned a lot of things. So, she would have done some shows accordingly. And I think she would have reminded us, I think, that no man or no woman is a savior that we look to as a president, which is why she wanted to educate us on so many issues. That's kind of my thought on that.
I remember she was alive during election day, there you go.
That's
November
right,
of 2016, and we were up there, my wife and I and our children, and you couldn't believe it, the energy in the room and how excited she was that Hillary did not get elected and that Trump won. It's a memory I'll always have. Yes, Donald Trump has done a lot of things that we should question, without a doubt. Stay tuned, Mary. Stay right there if you could, Mary. Let's get you on the other side. You're listening to The Power Hour. Your calls, 866-582-9933.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.